Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. I am Avantika Ghosh, Senior Associate Editor, and today we talk about the repeated revisions that India's vaccination strategy has undergone over the last 6 months since its launch on January 16, 2021 with the vaccination of healthcare workers and frontline workers. In his 5 p.m. address to the nation on Monday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that his government has now decided to take over procurement of 75% of vaccines that are manufactured in the country. And this decision, he asserted, has been taken as per the demands from states who do not want to continue with the procurement. The announcement comes at a time when the government of India is under fire from the Supreme Court that has called its vaccination policy arbitrary and irrational and asked the centre to do a rethink. In the Delhi High Court, on the other hand, the centre has had an even tougher time. The court said that some people should be charged with manslaughter for sitting on the untapped potential of COVID-19 vaccine manufacturing. Before we go on to discuss the genesis of this revised policy, let's have a quick look at how the policy currently stands. Since May 1st, 50% of all vaccines that are manufactured in the country are being procured by the Government of India. And these are being used for free vaccinations of people in the 45 plus age group. Of the other 50%, half is being procured by state governments and the other half by private hospitals. Most state governments have already announced that they would fund 18 to 44 years vaccination. So which means only those people in the younger age groups actually need to pay for their vaccinations that go to private hospitals for the jab. Modi also announced, and this is actually a major policy decision, that the government of India will now fund free of cost vaccinations of all adult age groups. This is significant because earlier the government of India had maintained, and that too in the face of much resistance, that it is willing to only fund vaccinations in the 45 plus categories and among frontline and healthcare workers, but not among younger age groups, on the ground that its focus is to reduce vulnerabilities and to ensure that those sections of the population which are most at risk from the COVID virus should be protected. However, a virulent second wave of COVID-19 in the country has put paid not only to the central government's claims of having protected the elderly and the comorbid and all those most likely to contract the disease, reports of deaths of younger people all across the country, some of them because of the disease, and some of them because they could not get medical care on time, has also challenged the basic premise of India's vaccination policy that it is only the old and comorbid that are vulnerable. The second wave has shown that even the young in some circumstances can be just as vulnerable. And given the fact that many of them are breadwinners, often sole breadwinners of their families, and therefore do not have the luxury of staying at home, experts have increasingly been calling for stepping up vaccinations in the younger age groups as well. It is also a fact that this is the case the world over, that younger people may not be the worst sufferers of the disease in terms of mortality and morbidity, but they are certainly the worst super spreaders because many of them stay asymptomatic. There is of course also the bravado of youth that often make them take unnecessary risks. And what happens is that they end up spreading the disease to the elderly members of their families, who then go through a tough time. The Prime Minister also announced that the 25% share of vaccines manufactured in the country that is currently going to the private sector would continue to be sold in private hospitals. But these institutions can charge a maximum of Rs 150 over and above the cost of the vaccine. This is significant because currently some private hospitals are charging as high as Rs 1800 per vaccine dose. Under fire constantly because of the slow pace of vaccination, the program nevertheless has been mired in controversies and an increasingly bitter center-state tussle. This turf war between the government of India and the state governments has gone on for months, even though, and this point even Modi highlighted in his speech, health, as per the Constitution of India, is a state subject. Modi said that the latest alteration in the vaccine policy has been made in accordance with the demands from states, as had been the earlier ones, he added. What is interesting, however, is that despite health being a state subject, it has always been, since the start of the vaccination program, the center's prerogative to decide who is eligible to get vaccines, at what prices, and at what stage of the pandemic. On the other hand, and this is where the center's role has come under particular scrutiny, It has been tardy in its willingness to make advance payments to vaccine manufacturers, unlike many other countries across the world. Last year, around November-December, when Serum Institute of India Chief Adar Poonawalla had tweeted about India needing a rupees 80,000 crore corpus to ensure that it can vaccinate all, there was all but derision in the government ranks. However, there was no movement whatsoever towards any advance payments, despite the clamor happening time and again. Government of India's policy of not paying for vaccines that have not got regulatory approval changed only last week when it announced an advance of rupees 1500 crore to Hyderabad-based company Biological E, and advance booked 30 crore doses of their vaccine. In April this year, it did make some advance payments to both Serum Institute of India and Bharat Biotech, but that was after both vaccines had been in the national program for over 3 months. That is all we have time for on this podcast today. We will keep a close watch on both the status of the pandemic and how the vaccination program pans out over the next couple of months. Do remember to log on to the Prince podcast, where we bring you detailed news and unbiased analysis every day. This is Obuntika Ghosh signing off for now. Do not forget to share, like, and subscribe to The Print.